curtain rises on Act 3 of Winchester 73, starring James Stewart as Lynn McAdam, Stephen McNally as Dutch, and Julia Adams as Lola.
I didn't have much choice. I went with Waco into Tascosa, to a saloon across from a bank. He said he wanted to hear me sing. The place was empty except for the bartender.
Blue sky up above me, the green grass on the ground. I've been looking for something I have never found. And it looks like I'm never gonna see.
That's all right. On the level, weren't you?
Get away from me. We're in town now, Waco. This is where we say goodbye.
Why? What for? Oh, that business with Steve? Ah, he wasn't for you. I did you a favor.
Maybe someday I can do the same for you.
Did you love him?
I guess I did. You know, you two had a lot in common.
Yeah, a lot of woman.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
When you talk like that, you are. Or didn't you know he was yelling?
I knew.
You killed me. You want a drink?
No.
You mind if I go over and get one?
I don't mind.
You, barkeep. That clock right? 3:05?
A little fast, I think. Stage is due at 3, and it's always on time.
Whiskey.
Yes, sir.
I sat there watching him, wondering when I could make my break. But there were two of his men on the porch, and there'd be more as soon as the stage... But then the door swung open, and walking in were Lynn McAdam and Highsmith.
Well, hello again.
Well, hello, nice people.
Sooner than you figured, huh? Seeing us again? What are you doing here?
Me? Oh, just entertaining.
Where's Steve? Drinking whiskey in the back room?
Steve's dead.
He's dead? Awful sudden, wasn't it?
Very. He was killed by that gentleman standing at the bar, the one who's looking at us.
Don't seem right for people to go around killing
nice folks. He's not people. He's Waco Johnny Dean.
Lynn, didn't Riker tell us that Dutch was riding to meet him?
To meet Waco Johnny Dean, yeah.
You haven't got a chance. Don't quarrel with him.
I got no quarrel with him.
Watch him, Lynn. Watch him.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I've been riding to meet up with a man named Dutch Henry Brown. I was hoping to run into him here in Tascosa. Wouldn't happen to know him, would you?
I might. How long do you know him?
I know him long enough to tell you where he got that little scar above his right eye. I gave it to him when he was 10.
Now you want to give him another?
Where is he?
Hey, Waco, the stage is coming.
Be right out. Suppose I don't tell you. Then what?
Where is he? Where is he?
Hang on to him, Lynn. I'll get him.
Where is he? I'll take you to him.
Where?
Now.
All right, start walking. Come on.
No. Those men out there, they're with him.
Dundee, top!
It all happened just as the stage pulled up outside. But the driver heard the shots and kept going. I saw Dutch Henry jump out. Lynn saw him, too. He started after him. There were more shots, only I didn't duck fast enough.
Lola! Lola, where are you hit?
My arm.
Oh, you little fool.
I got Waco, but Dutch got away.
He won't get far. Take care of her, High Speed.
No, don't let him go.
I couldn't stop him if I wanted to.
You don't understand. Dutch Henry's a murderer.
I know. So does Lynn. It was Dutch Henry who killed his father. So it's right for him to go. Doubly right, because Dutch Henry is Lynn's brother.
His brother?
Now, come on. Let's see if we can find a doctor.
Dutch Henry had ridden off toward the hills. In the scabbard of his saddle was the Winchester 73. Somewhere in those hills, a score would be settled once and for all.
up, Lynn. Come on up and get me. You're caught below another man's gun. The old man taught you better than that.
I guess I forgot, Matthew. You don't mind my calling you Matthew, I hope. I like it better than Dutch Henry Brown.
Come on out and show yourself.
Matthew McAdam. Has a good sound to it. I guess that's why the old man gave it to you.
All right, I got yourself in trouble again. I can smoke you out of those rocks easy. First chance I had to thank you for winning me my rifle. Shoots real pretty, wouldn't you say?
I never got a chance to use that gun, Matthew. But I intend to. Now, there's something you forgot, too. The old man told you never to waste lead. Now you're short.
Not that short.
Load up fast, Matthew. I'm coming up.
Well, that's the way it was, Lola. The old man sired two sons. One was no good. Never was any good. Robbed a bank. Stagecoach. Then when he came home and wanted to hide out, the old man wouldn't go for it. So Dutch shot him. In the back.
He'll be waiting for Lynn. He'll kill Lynn, too.
Maybe. Maybe not. Well, Doc, this lady going to be all right?
She'll have to wear that armless sling for a while, and she'll be fine. Now, miss, if you don't mind, see who that is, will you? Tell him I'm busy.
Sorry. Doc's busy. Anything I can...
Well, who is it? Who's out there?
It's a man with a rifle, Doc. A Winchester 73.
What the devil are you...
I'm sorry I ran out on you before. Something that started a long time ago had to be finished.
Well?
Well, it's finished.
Nothing to do now, then, but go back home, huh?
That's right. Say, Doc, is this girl fit for traveling?
You crazy? This girl's just been...
I mean, not even as far as a Parsons?
Oh. Well, that's something else again.
Doesn't anybody ask me anything?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Lola?
Oh, yes, Lynn, I will. That's the most wonderful proposal I ever had.
I thought it was pretty good myself.
Before our stars return for their curtain calls, listen to this sensational offer by the makers of Lux. A novel assortment of 12 glittering metal foil Christmas tree ornaments, so striking they're worth three times the price. You get shimmering icicles, snowflakes, and snowballs that dance with a thousand lights, and a profusion of brilliant colors. Emerald green, tangerine orange, rich gold, sparkling silver, magenta red, and sapphire blue, all with gleaming silver on the back. You'll love the way they sparkle, like stars in a winter sky. And all they cost for a full dozen is just 50 cents and one Lux box top. Send to Lux, Box 16, New York 46, New York. These ornaments are exclusive with Lux, but if you bought them in the store, they'd cost at least $1.50, three times the price. They come to you packed flat, but open easily to beautiful, shimmering, 12-sided ornaments. These shiny, twinkling ornaments are unbreakable and have reinforced metal holes for easy hanging with a hook or string. You can fold them for storing and use them year after year. These ornaments are going like hotcakes, so don't be disappointed. Send for yours right away. We can't accept any orders after November 30th. Please allow 3 weeks for delivery. You'll surely get them in time for Christmas. Order as many as you like. For each set of 12, send one Lux Flakes box top and 50 cents to Lux, Box 16, New York 46, New York. This offer is good only in the United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. I'll repeat that address. It's Lux, Box 16, New York 46, New York. Now here's Mr. Keeley with our stars.
And here they are coming forward for a well-earned curtain call. James Stewart, Stephen McNally, and Julia Adams. Welcome to the Lux Radio Theater, Julia.
Thank you, Mr. Keeley. I'm delighted to be here.
You know, Bill, Julia was starred in her first picture, and here she is starring in her first appearance on the Lux Theater.
Yeah, well, Julia believes in starting at the top and working her way up.
Well, I'll have to go some to catch up with you, Jimmy. You've appeared on this stage 10 times already.
Now, why don't you take a tip from Steve? Tonight, he's making his second appearance of the season.
Yeah, at this rate, he'll pass me by next April.
Oh, no, I haven't got room in my house for all that soap. Anyhow, Julia's doing okay. Isn't she co-starring with you in your latest Universal International Technicolor picture?
That's right, The Bend of the River. It's the story of people who braved the northwest frontier back when it was called the Oregon Territory. I play the part of a pioneer guide.
And Julia plays your sweetheart?
Yes, Mr. Keeley. But I don't see how any girl got a man in those days. After bouncing around a covered wagon, I was anything but a glamour girl. And I ate dust by the ton.
Well, don't forget that women were scarce in those days, Julia. At least on wagon trains.
Oh. Well, I'm certainly glad Lux Flakes weren't scarce on our wagon train. I always insist on Lux Flakes for my personal wardrobe.
Good for you, Julia. You know, we have a supply for all of you to take home. Now, let's see, with Jimmy's 4 children and Stephen's 6... Excuse me while I order another truckload.
Just a minute, Bill. We want to hear about next week's show.
Well, next week, we're going to have one of the greatest and most successful pictures of all time. It's Cecil B. DeMille's production for Paramount Pictures, Samson and Delilah. And as our stars of this melodramatic story about one of the most notorious women in all history will be the original stars in this momentous motion picture, Hedy Lamarr and Victor Mature.
Well, that'll be a great show, Bill. Good night.
Good night. Good night,
good night, and hurry back.
One of Hollywood's newest stars is Valentina Cortese. She's a tiny Italian beauty whose charm pulls hearts her way. And here's Valentina Cortese's beauty tip to you. She says, I've used Lux soap for a long time. Lux facials give my skin quick new loveliness. Why don't you take her advice? Try these Lux facial screen stars recommend. The Lux active lather is so rich and creamy, it leaves your skin softer, smoother, really lovelier. You simply work the Lux lather well into your skin, rinse with warm water, then splash with cold. Pat gently with a soft towel to dry. You'll agree it's easy to be Lux lovely. Get Lux toilet soap tomorrow. It's the beauty soap 9 out of 10 screen stars depend on.
Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Flakes, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Hedy Lamarr and Victor Mature in Samson and Delilah. This is William Keeley saying goodnight to you from Hollywood.
Faith in divine power was stamped on our first money and is still a foundation stone of our way of life. In God we trust. Remember, attendance at church or synagogue builds moral and spiritual character both for the individual and for the community. Why not attend regularly? Stephen McNally appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, whose latest release is Golden Girl, starring Mitzi Gaynor, Dale Robertson, and Dennis Day. Julia Adams appeared through the courtesy of Universal International Pictures, now releasing The Lady Pays Off, co-starring Linda Darnell and Stephen McNally. Heard in our cast tonight were Dan Riss as High Spade, Herbert Butterfield as Wyatt Earp, Wally Mayer as Waco, Tim Graham as Wilkes, Stephen Dunn as Steve, Bill Johnstone as Lamont, and Bill Conrad, Bob Griffin, Charlie Lung, Jack Mather, Joe Duvall, James Best, June Whitley, Brad Brown, and Eddie Marr. The motion picture Winchester 73 was based on a story by Stuart N. Lake. Our play was adapted by S.H. Barnett, and our music was directed by Rudy Schrager. This is your announcer, John Milton Kennedy, reminding you to join us again next Monday night to hear Samson and Delilah, starring Hedy Lamarr and Victor Mature. This is the CBS Radio Network.